You're listening to The Sports Rabbi, hosted by Josh Halichman.
Back with Sports Rabbi Josh Halichman. Welcome aboard to the Sports Rabbi Show. Holy Land of Hoops, we bring you the best of Israeli basketball, all the way north to Nahariya, down south, Eilat, and all the great cities in between, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and many, many more. And if you like this podcast, and I know that you do, make sure you subscribe to us, leave us a five-star rating, write us a nice review, check us out, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And of course, check us out at the Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and in Hebrew. We deliver to you both. And this is an instant reaction podcast coming to you. Israel 72-70 winners over Portugal as they open up their Eurobasket 2025 qualifying campaign in Lisbon. Israel holds on for dear life to take the two-point victory in what was a game that was painful to watch for most of the time. A game that Israel tried to lose every which way, but they just couldn't do it. Coming to a technical foul by Ariel Beit Halakhmi with under a minute left when he steps on the court, to missed free throws, to bobbling balls, to turnovers galore, to every mistake in the book that both of these teams could have made, were made. Talk all about the victory, which is the most important thing. At the end of the day right now in these windows, you gotta get the Ws. That's what they did. Ben Pabst, how you doing, baby? What's going on?
Josh, that was painful to watch.
It was difficult. It was, you know, I spoke to some people about these, like, over the last few years, these windows where they, you know, all of a sudden the players come together. They haven't played as a team in a while. It's not like in the summer, even in the summer, they, you know, before the pre-Olympic qualifying tournament, they actually got together and trained for like a month. So they look pretty good, right? But you see, when these guys have not played together, and they come together for a couple of days, this is what happens. You're going to get lackluster basketball with balls flying all over the place. And it's like, it's like a war of attrition. Is who's going to survive? And you're in a place like Portugal where, you know, let's be honest, Israel is so much better than Portugal. Portugal hasn't qualified for a big tournament in years and a half or whatever, how long. They have no business even, you know, being in the game. But they are, because that's the way these windows operate. And their naturalized American, Trevante Williams, had a great game with 18 points. Ben, excuse me, Israel. Excuse me.
Israel, bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Israel hangs on, though, in a crazy game. Talk a little bit about it.
You said the players haven't been together for that long. They didn't have much time to prepare together, but that's not what disappointed me. Some of the time it was just the lack of heart, the lack of defense. The players looked, some of them, I don't want to say unmotivated, but they didn't look spaced out.
Yeah, they look spaced out. Let's be honest, they look spaced out. Yovel Lusman looked spaced out for a lot of the game. I mean, there was that stupid foul he gets called for near the end. It was just horrific. They looked out of it. Yam Madar was awful for the first, you know, bit of the game. I mean, he was like, you know, he was getting his points, right? He was like, you know, scoring here, scoring there. And, you know, he finished off with, 16 points, 5 for 9 from the field. But, like, he looked, like, slow to the take. I think we saw that from a lot of players. One player that we didn't see that from was Noam Yaakov. And he came in, like, he finally added some, like, juice to the fire. We would have liked to have seen Raz Adam come in, and that is one of Ariel Beit Halakhmi's favorite players. We do know that. He did not play in the game. Oz Blazer was horrific with no points. I mean, he was just awful. And you know what kills me is when Oz Blazer shoots the three-pointer in the corner, and he stands there and poses, and the ball is nowhere near the basket, and he watches as the other team grabs the rebound and go down the court. It kills me. Nimrod Levy, already playing solid basketball. 19 minutes, no points, 0 for 7. I mean, he was just terrible. Now, I know he hasn't played in a little bit. I get all that, but he was awful. Murphy Mitchell.
He did give him credit. He did take some rebounds, and there were times where he was struggling.
Awful. I mean, listen, Metko hit a couple of big three-pointers. Aif Sakhzeev had two big dunks. Now, I got to tell you, those were nice dunks. He only played 9.5 minutes. I thought he played a little bit more than that, but whatever. He had some two big dunks, but he also looked a little bit, a little bit out of it, and he turned the ball over a couple of times. Segev with 5 points, and of course, couldn't hit any of those free throws near the end of the game that could have cost Israel badly. Zussman, 3 points in 13 minutes. But the biggest question here now is Roman Sorokin, 11.5 minutes, 7 points, and he was very good in his minutes, except he was, suffered a knee injury. And we don't know the seriousness of that injury. He did not come back to play in the game. And Israel's going to have a tough time coming up against Slovenia in Koper. That's not going to be an easy game for them. I can tell you this, Slovenia, they were losing for the most part in their game, and they end up coming back to defeat Ukraine 87-73. But the first half, they played horrific basketball. Preplovic ended up with 30 points and 9 assists. Still a very good player for Slovenia. But listen, Ben, Israel tried every which way to lose this game, and they didn't. Now, and the key is you got to win these games and just move on. Now, if they finish this 1-1 out of these two games, they're in great shape. Because what is it? It's a group of four teams: Ukraine, Slovenia, Israel, Portugal. The top three teams of the four make it into the EuroBasket tournament. It's not like, it's not like FIFA or UEFA, and it's brutally hard to get into the European championships and this and that. It's fairly easy. But if you don't make it in a group like this, I mean, then you don't deserve to be in, Ben.
No, they really have to. And Slovenia, I can't say the way Israel played tonight. I mean, we didn't say the Slovenia game. We can look at the stats, but I just can't say them getting up. It was really under the basket. It frustrated me so much tonight. They just did not look desperate to get those rebounds, and it looked so easy for the Portugal team. And you look at Slovenia, the height they've got as well. Again, Ukraine's not, the team's right
over that. Ukraine's a pretty tall team. They were out rebound 42-34. But I can tell you, Ben, Ukraine outplayed them for the first 25 minutes or so. I mean, badly outplayed them. Slovenia was not in the game for the first 25 minutes. It was only because Klemen Prepelovic started turning on the heat. He finished with 30 points and 9 assists. That's why they won the game. Mike Toby, 11 and 9. Jakub Blasek with 18 points, and off they went. I mean, Slovenia is a good team. Are they beatable? Yes, Israel could beat them. They're not that superstarish. They're not that great. But the way that Israel played, the way that we played in this game, and I can say we because it's Israel and not a club team, the way we played in this game, I can't see us beating a team like Slovenia. The next time there are games is going to be in November. I think those are home and home against Ukraine, which should be winnable games. I mean, again, you look at this Israel team, this is a fairly good roster. I mean, and they're missing some players. Forget about Danny Avdija, who's in the NBA, but they're missing Tamir Blatt. Yudan Zalmanson's not there. We'll have to see what's going to be with Roman Sorokin now, because that's a big deal. I mean, if he's hurt, not only is it a big deal for Israel, it's an even bigger deal for Maccabi Tel Aviv, especially in the Israeli league and the Euro league. That would be a big, big blow if he's going to be missing some serious time, Ben.
Yeah, what did they, Maccabi put out I don't know what they said to the press, but they put it on social media that he played 11 and a half minutes and then left the court because he was feeling sore. Yeah, it didn't look like just being sore. It looked a little more than just being sore. And it's not like a league game where you say, okay, not feeling great, I'm just going to pull me out, coach. This is a national team game. No player, none of those players, I think, want to say, yeah, I feel a bit sore, take me off. If they're going off the court, someone like Roman Sorokin, I don't think it's just because he felt a little sore.
They said on TV it was a knee injury. So what was it? We don't know anything more than what we've heard either way here. The action in Lisbon, And it was kind of weird. The arena was empty for the start of the game, like totally empty. And then it kind of filled up. It actually was like, it looked sold out by the end of the game. People kept coming in and coming in.
There was a 7:15 start over there. So I might explain it on a Thursday night. But yeah, it looked quite kind of empty, a disappointing crowd. It didn't look like, it's not a huge stadium. And then I guess filled up by the end. It was pretty loud. There's a good Israeli contingent there in the crowd too.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the Israelis, cheering. Throughout the game, that was, fairly, you could hear it going on. Again, these windows are tough. I mean, I got to tell you, it's not just Israel. It's like, if you look at these teams, we'll go through some of the scores here, okay? And we're going to surprise you here with some of these scores because they're going to blow your mind, as one rabbi used to say. Belgium beats Slovakia 75-60. Retno Baswan, former Hapoel Jerusalem, had 22 points. Lithuania, came back to defeat Poland 83-64. This was a game that Poland was, kind of looked okay, and then they kind of fell apart as the game went by. Lithuania did not have any big players on this team. Michael Sokolowski had 26 points for Poland in that loss. Sweden 84-70 winners over Bulgaria. Against Sweden, one of Israel's teams that they couldn't beat the last time. They had all kinds of qualifiers. They played well. Kobe Miller McIntyre plays for Bulgaria, 21 points. Germany 85-61 winners over Montenegro. The champion, Germany, the world champion, we should say. 19 points for Oscar Da Silva, 13 for Louis Alinde. They played well, played pretty good in that game. But here's the biggie, Ben. 79-75, Latvia beats Spain in Saragossa. Ricky Rubio makes his return to basketball almost a year, hadn't played, 11 points. That's a shocker, Ben. That's a pretty big shock.
That started slowly as well, down by 9 points after 10 minutes, 14-23. They came back, scores were level going into the last quarter, and then the Latvians just had the energy to get past them at the end. And I don't think, people wouldn't have bet on Latvia beating Spain in Spain. But
Latvia's very good.
They're good, but still, in Spain, you said earlier, not the same Spain that it used to be, but still, going into Spain and getting the win, it's a good win for Latvia.
Yeah, Italy, 87-80 winners over Turkey, 17 points Nicolò Melli, 12 points for Stefano Tanut. Turkey, without their... without Scotty Wilbeck and Shane Larkin, we know all about that. 27 points for Tarek Biberovic. He is a naturalized Turk, I believe. 14 points for Melih Mahamalotulu, one of those players that always loves to kill Maccabi Tel Aviv. Finally, Iceland, 70-65 winners over Hungary. Martin Hermansson, 17 points, leads them. And Hungary... you have 12 points from Zoltán Pearl, who's their, all-time, I guess, Hungarian great basketball player. Adam Hango, only 7 points over there. Ben, bottom line, Israel got the win. That's the most important thing going through here. I don't know if they're going to beat Slovenia. 1-1, I guess you take it and you move on, right?
Yeah. I kept saying the same thing this year. Everything's difficult back home with the war. I'm just happy that they're playing basketball and getting the win. And if they can go, 1-1, hopefully they can go 2-0. But I'm trying to think who's mentioned. Noam Yaakov. I love the energy that he brings, and others like Yiftach Ziv. When even though he had a couple of the turnovers, he still He had those two dunks, and by Timo, I love him driving to the basket as well and attacking, but they didn't seem to have the heart as a team overall, and I just hope that they can sort of regroup and learn from it, and it's a couple of days to learn from it, but hope they're officially, surprise us.
They're officially not going to have Roman Sorkin with. The Israel Basketball Association puts out right now, Roman Sorkin, who was injured during the course of the game against Portugal, has an issue with his knee. He was going to return to Israel tomorrow, and he's not going to play in the game against Slovenia. So how serious it is, we don't really know. But nobody's taking any chances with him. I'm sure that there were discussions with Maccabi Tel Aviv, and they got him back on his high horse to Israel tomorrow on Friday. So not good. Not a good situation if you're Maccabi Tel Aviv, if you're Roman Sorkin right now, and if you're Israel, because Roman Sorkin was going to probably be a key player in these games. Can they win in Slovenia? They can still win. Chances get, go down quite that much more when you don't have one of your best players playing, Ben.
Yeah. Who replaces him? I mean, in fact, Sega comes on from the bench. I think he's someone who also, he puts in the effort and stuff, but you see, he's not that quality of a player, unfortunately. We saw him even the free throw line under the pressure. was not great. He'll give you the rebounds. He'll give you the effort, but really gonna miss Roman Sorkin, and hopefully it's just for that one game, and we'll come back to Israel and be able to get back into it. But again, we'll find out more, I'm sure, tomorrow and over the coming days.
Yeah, Ariel Ben Halachmi spoke after the game. He talked about he's concerned about the injury. That's what he said about Sorkin after he got hurt. They knew it wasn't going to be an easy game, like they had said beforehand. We saw them over the summer that they caused all kinds of problems for other teams, but they were able to come away with the win. We were good on defense, but we gave up way too many turnovers and balls, and the rebounds offensively didn't work out well for us.
He said that Israel was good on defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what could you do? The ball was going all over the place. At the end of the game, they did what they needed to with their experience and character. It's not going to be enough against Slovenia, that's for sure. I believe that we can play our basketball against them. That's about it. Halon hazeh im kol ma she'avarnu kol ha'achana chashuv haya lenetzach. Most important thing is to win. I think that's always the main thing, is to win the game. Ben, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I don't know. It's going to be a strange couple of days, I guess. A bit of a break until Sunday, and then next week back into the Israeli league. Looking forward to that. Otherwise, looking forward to resting over the Sabbath. Anyone who wants to reach out to me, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at BPASK85.
Of course, me at The Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com, the latest and greatest news, both in English and Hebrew. Proud to deliver to you in both. Ben, we'll probably get together again maybe Sunday night after the Israel-Slovenia game. If you go on sportsrabbi.com, we'll have all the quotes coming up. Itai Segev, the coach, Tomer Ginat as well. A bunch of quotes that we'll have available for that. So, Ben, I want to wish you and yours a Shabbat Shalom from the holy city of Jerusalem, and we'll speak to you very soon.